There's a divide in Fresno. The north part of the city, the area above Shaw Avenue, has more parks, better schools. And the meat rendering plant? It's in southwest Fresno. In partnership with Arizona State University's NewsCo lab to improve transparency in journalism, the Fresno Bee has been getting people from all parts of the city to talk about these concerns. On Saturday, the effort culminated in a forum at Fresno City College. I spoke with three of the attendees after the event, as well as the reporter who wrote the Fresno Divide stories. Here's what they had to say.
My name is Rodney Murphy. I learned that the history of this divide started a long time ago, well before I was even born. And so to see how that divide took shape with the building the Freeway 99, how that depleted some of the resources in West Fresno, and to see the migration of major health centers going north, starting as early as the 1930s was very eye-opening for me.
And you said you lived north of Shaw, even though now you live south of Shaw. What was your experience living north of Shaw?
Well, the neighborhoods were nice and everything, but the neighbors weren't too inviting. The surrounding areas had all the walkways and bike lanes and everything, and the neighborhood would seem safe. But being an African-American family in that neighborhood, I sort of had a concern for my children. What if they were walking home and they were, if they were misunderstood, or if they were thought of as, or if they were stereotyped and approached by neighbors or polices, and so I started thinking about things like that. And not living in an inviting neighborhood and having children was a concern. And so I moved back south of Shaw. I love Fresno. So hopefully we could mend the fences and heal old wounds, encourage each other to do better and help each other do better, and redirect some resources back to south of Shaw. And once we sort of, start operating from a resource or a growth mindset perspective instead of this deficit perspective that have plagued south of Shaw so long, we have a very diverse city, and I think we need to celebrate that diversity.
My name is Lori Clanton. I tell you, I'm participating in this because I believe that the more people are informed about Fresno, the more they can be part of the health of our city. I'm thrilled that there are so many people filling this room today that really care about Fresno and realize that there's a divide that we can do something about. Also, hearing from people who live in different parts of Fresno about maybe the services that lack in their neighborhoods or the poor conditions, that's not right. And we want to wrap our arms really around the whole city and try to right the wrongs of the past. So I'm glad I'm in a room that was full of people today. That gives me such hope. I hope meetings like this really spark ideas in all of people in throughout Fresno to reach into quadrants of Fresno that they're not familiar with. What I see happening is all of these conversations going into dining rooms all over Fresno. So this becomes part of the conversation in households where people want to venture out of their neighborhood. If people just decided, let's say a couple times a month, they're going to go to a restaurant that is outside of their normal routine. If I live in northeast Fresno, I'm gonna go to a restaurant in southwest Fresno and just start getting out of our comfort zones. People who attend church, find a church on the other side of town and decide once in a while to go to a church and get to know people from different neighborhoods.
My name is Eric Payne. I'm here because I'm a resident in southwest Fresno, and I want people to understand what my lived experience is coming from an impoverished community. Historically, there has been huge disinvestment by public agencies and institutions in southwest Fresno, and that if we're going to improve the quality of life for everyone, we need to start at the bottom by making significant investments in our parks, in public safety, and in our quality of housing. I think this is an amazing initiative that the Fresno Bee has taken on to be a convener of this conversation, because they have a very captive audience that is educating themselves on what the issues are that impact our communities. And I think when you begin to create a cross-segment conversation, communities begin to understand and develop a level of empathy for one another to really begin to move to how we can move forward together to solve these issues. My niece was on one of the panels, and she has a very young family. She lived in West Fresno, and she chose to move her family to Northwest Fresno, where she has access to parks. She feels safer in her community with her children, and there's a better quality of education, better schools that her children can attend.
My name is Brianna Calix, and I work at the Fresno Bee as a reporter. I generally cover City Hall and City Council government-related issues. I think that a lot of the people here recognize and acknowledge that there is a divide and, you know, the impacts of that and the effects of that. But there's definitely people out there who still deny it, and I think that those people are really the ones, you know, I wish we would have gotten them here, and those people would really benefit from something like this. It's a very interesting time for Fresno, and I think that this whole initiative and project just took place like right at the exact right time, and so it'll be interesting to see what follows and what we come up with. We're very mindful of and worked really hard to do to, you know, be really an inclusive, make this project very inclusive, and I mean, it's never going to be perfect. The most we can do is do our best, and definitely open to, you know, new ways to do that, and open to suggestions, you know, what kind of outreach we should do to make sure that those diverse groups are included. One thing that we heard a lot up here is, you know, everyone, we've been talking about this since the 70s, and so what's going to be next, and what are the solutions? And I really think that it's important to have community members talking about that instead of just, you know, I think politicians should be involved in those conversations and probably have the power to, you know, change things and move things along. But I think it's really important that some of those solutions and ideas come from the community.
Again, you heard from Rodney Murphy, Lori Clanton, Eric Payne, and Fresno Bee reporter Brianna Calix.